AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is back at the White House. He met with House Democrats to pitch his dramatically scaled-back domestic policy package. It's now $1.75 trillion, and without a paid family leave program and other priorities. Washington's Pramila Jayapal was at that meeting.
He said he's confident he can get the votes. It wasn't clear whether the two senators have committed to vote for it. So, I think it's a bit of a leap of faith in the president.
She's talking about moderate Democrats in the Senate, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. The president will speak later at the White House. He had wanted to announce at least the framework of a deal before leaving for global summits overseas. The Commerce Department says the economy slowed sharply to a 2% annual growth rate between July and September, the weakest quarterly expansion since the recovery from the pandemic recession began last year. The AP's Ben Thomas reports the number of people filing for unemployment isn't back to pre-pandemic levels, but it's getting there.
The Labor Department reports applications for jobless benefits dropped another 10,000 last week to 281,000, the lowest they've been since March 2020. And the four-week average of claims, which dampens the weekly ups and downs, has dropped below 300,000. After peaking at more than 900,000 last January, weekly applications have steadily declined, reflecting the recovery in the economy and the job market. In all, 2.2 million people were collecting unemployment checks the week of October 16th, down from 7.7 million a year ago. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A UN-backed report says sites containing some of the world's most treasured forest, including Yosemite National Park in the U.S., have been emitting more heat-trapping carbon dioxide than they have absorbed in recent years. Stocks are sharply higher in the early going on Wall Street. This is AP News. Delta Airlines is piloting a quicker way to board planes with digital facial recognition. The pilot program starts in Atlanta. Delta's Byron Merritt says you will need a TSA PreCheck membership and the Fly Delta app.
You move through PreCheck Express backdrop. You move through the TSA experience, and all of those have been enabled through facial recognition.
ID checks are as simple as looking into a camera.
And it's really that quick.
Gregory Forbes at Delta says facial recognition will pick up changes in facial features.
It's the same way that the human brain works, that when you see someone, you have all these individual decisions, and then at some point, there's a break, a confidence level that says, okay, even though they've grown a beard, even though they've grown their hair out, that's still my friend that I know.
If all goes as planned, customers will be able to travel from curb to gate completely hands and device free. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.